Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to discuss about obstacles on the path of meditation. Now, you must have come across the benefits of meditation and you must have heard that, you know, how amazing meditation is. And when we start meditation practice, sometimes we set a very big goal. And the goal is, and this is from my personal experience, I thought I will do like a 1 hour meditation because, oh, how difficult can it be? But I realized very quickly that no, it takes time to develop that kind of time in your meditation. I ran away from meditation because of that. Because of that is such a big bite I decided to take, right? It wasn't, you know, it came from not having that experience of what meditation is. And so I noticed myself procrastinating from it. All the reasons under the earth, I know how to run away from meditation. But also somewhere I had this calling, almost like urge to do the meditation practice as well. So I thought, okay, how can I adapt it into my life? And I started noticing that, okay, I realistically, maybe I can start with just 5 minutes. And I started my meditation practice for 5 minutes, which was, yes, it was difficult initially, even 5 minutes, but slowly and steadily, the mind started quietening down. Then in a few days, I didn't even realize, but it became from 5 minutes to 10 minutes and so on. There are also obstacles came in my meditation and things like, you know, work, family, you know, commitments and things like that. And I decided to make sure that I'm going to weave meditation in my life. So if I didn't get time early morning and I personally at that time working, family, life, all that, it was very difficult to even do the 5 to 10 minutes practice getting up early because I used to feel that almost like a stress of getting up early. So I thought, okay, lunchtime. And so lunchtime was really started working better. And some days even lunchtime were busy. Then I started weaving it into my evenings. And I realized the tremendous benefit of these 5 to 10 minutes. Mind started quietening down. I realized that there is a lot of chatter, which was not necessary, a lot of stress, which I was taking, which was not necessary. It's almost like dropped a lot of unnecessary stress from the life. I started seeing seeing what is not serving me and started dropping that from my life. Having said that, the oops happens, you know, the oops were after almost like 1 year's regular practice. Something happened. I don't remember why, but I fell off the, you know, of the wagon, in a, of meditation wagon, I should say. And then I realized that, oh, this is happening. So coming back to it again, when I realized already a month has passed, but without really beating myself up, I decided, okay, I'm going to start the practice again. And that's how, you know, the oops happens, but we kind of like dust ourselves and come back to the meditation path. Why meditation is, I have talked in other podcasts also, why meditation. And once again, I'm going to talk here because meditation is such an amazing gift we can give ourselves. Our mind is constantly looking out. We sensing the world through our senses constantly. We're bombarded with a lot of information. And we are living in information age. Never before human being had this much information. And we are constantly bombarded by this information. And to make sense of all this, the mind is then engaged. Our mind is a very powerful tool we have. The mind is trying to process this information coming in. And we never train our mind to calm down. So it's constantly, constantly working to make sense of this information coming in. Now, sometimes meditation is considered no thoughts. That's not true. The gap between thought is that's what we focus on. But thoughts may flow in and out and we become observer. So just be mindful that if you thinking that there will be no thoughts immediately when you start meditating, that state, it takes a lot of years to come to that state. So we start noticing our thoughts. We observe our thoughts. Now, there are many, many ways of meditation. And why do we need these tools? Is we need an anchor in our meditation. It could be mantra. It could be breath. It could be mind observing the gap between thought, whichever works for you. Guided meditations are quite good initially. Over the period of time, we let go of guided meditations as well. But it's good to start with them, because the mind has now anchor as our guided meditation, as our in our meditation practice. Now, the thoughts we have, daily thoughts, we have many, many thoughts. Some say we have 80,000, some say 90,000 thoughts, lots of thoughts. And 80 to 85% of these thoughts are apparently repeated thoughts. And when we repeat anything, it creates a neurological groove in our system. The repetition creates habit. So when we start noticing this, we start noticing that our thoughts are creating habits. So if there is a cycle of negative thoughts, then it is going to create a negative loop in our thoughts. And if the thoughts are aggressive, then that's going to create that kind of loop in our brain. And over the time, we are repeating these things. It could be fear, it could be anger, it could be anything. And we're constantly repeating these thoughts, 80% to 85% every day, we're repeating. So how to come out of that? Over the period of time, this is what we start thinking, that this is who I am. These thoughts is who I am, but that's not true. A lot of time, the thoughts are not yours. It could be from the childhood, just mimicking adults. It could be from society. And it could be the collective thought of all human beings. When we start noticing in our meditation, where are these thoughts coming from? Are they really mine? And when we start noticing that, we start noticing our thought, we start realizing that a lot of this is not us. And it is then easier to let go. And when we start noticing and letting go, we create a gap. We create that positive thought process almost in our mind. And remember, that's a daily practice. Daily meditation practice is absolutely important, because now that you created even just 1% of positive thought, it is going to multiply. It is because 80% of it is going to repeat. So over the period of time, you will start noticing that your thoughts have changed with meditation. There is more peace and calm and more connection with yourself. And we become more compassionate. We start connecting with our true self. That is the beauty of meditation. In yogic tradition, the meditation, it is believed that the human life's purpose is enlightenment. Now, it may not be your intention this lifetime. That's okay. It may be just bringing peace at this moment in your life. Let's start focusing on that. Okay, so that intention is there. And then we have these amazing tools as meditation. So you can start bringing in maybe 2 minutes or 5 minutes of calming meditative practices. This is going to help you with sleep, help you to focus. It is going to help you with the mental health. It is going to help you with physical health. Brain start functioning better. Memory improves. There are a lot of benefits of meditation. And they are scientifically proven. So if you interested in something like this, find a meditation practice, like guided meditation practice, which is going to work for you. Please make sure that these practices feel right and comfortable for you. Because remember, not every practice is for everyone. We are unique fingerprint of divine. So you may need the practices which are different than others, and that's okay. Find out practices which really feel comfortable for you and stay with those practices at least for 21 days. And that is going to help you to create that positive habit.
I have been asked many times about other hurdles in meditation practice. For example, sitting for a long period of time, what happens that, not even long period of time, maybe even little bit, we start feeling our legs are going numb or feeling uncomfortable physically and want to move, have this urge to move. So how to tackle this one? So here I would suggest that you don't have to sit cross-legged position. You can sit in any comfortable position where you are supported so that you are not physically in at the state of discomfort. We want to get rid of that discomfort so that you can sit comfortably. So you can either sit on chair. You can take as much support for your legs as you want. If you're sitting cross-legged, you can have cushions under your thighs so that your knees are comfortable. You can take do all the modifications where you feel comfortable. You can sit on a cushion so that way your legs are more comfortable. And here we need to also understand that meditation is done sitting up. So lying down when we do practice, that's not considered meditation traditionally. So feel free to make sure you're sitting up nice and tall with a lot of support, but you're very comfortable. Once we're physically comfortable, we can move from this state of physical comfort towards mental comfort. So it's very important to have physically comfortable body. Some other challenges are wandering thoughts, restlessness. And this happens when we are learning to sit still for meditation at the beginning. Or even later also in practice, sometimes we notice that our mind is not calming down. And this is what basically we put expectation in our meditation, that this is how it should be. With meditation, we need to understand that it is what it is. And even if you think that the mind needs to be very still, sometimes that may not be possible for the mind. So we are training our mind to calm down. And here we are observing our mind even if it is busy. But what happens that if anything, you start paying attention to, it starts slowing down. For example, if you notice your breath at this moment, you will notice that as soon as you bring your awareness towards your breath, it starts slowing down. When you bring awareness towards your thoughts, you will notice that thought almost stop or there is a gap between thoughts. So we are just becoming observer. We are not really pushing the thoughts away. We are observing them. And this is where we have to be very kind and very gentle with ourselves. We become observant. We learn from our mind the way it is circulating the thought. And really understand ourselves better. This is a journey of self-healing, self-discovery and growth. And when we become observer of these wandering thoughts or restlessness, we start noticing that these things slowly start calming down, slowly start settling. And this is why regular daily practice is extremely important. You can also learn strategies how to bring more peace in our practice. For example, making sure that the room you are meditating is calm and peaceful. Notice that certain time of the day work better for you so you can stay with that time of the day. I have also noticed that some of my clients mentioning that self-doubt comes up. For example, they think that, am I doing this right? Or maybe I will never meditate, things like that. Here, my suggestion is to even observe that, the self-doubt, observe the challenges mind throwing in our path. And becoming that observer slowly, maybe that's what mind wants. Mind wants attention. So it's like unruly child. And we are giving attention to this unruly child. And that's the reason a lot of time the unruly child is unruly, because we are not paying attention to the child. So here, when we start paying attention to our mind, mind starts calming down. And that helps us to start meditating for a longer period of time with peace and connect with our inner wisdom. Also, when we sit for meditation for a long period of time, we do need physical strength to keep our spine upright. This is where movements are also very important. So you need to have a physical practice where your body is strong so that you can sit for meditation for a longer period of time. Traditionally, asana, the physical movements, are done before the meditation practice. This helps us to calm our mind down. Also, pranayama, the breathing practices, are done before meditation, and this helps to calm our mind down. And this way we can center our mind quickly. If you're not into yoga practices, that's fine. You can do any physical activity and calming breaths after that. And then you can bring awareness towards your breathing. That could be your meditation focal point. Or you can chant mantra. Or you can do body scan. Whichever really practice works for you. We need some anchor in our meditation. This is why I suggest that guided meditations is way to go for beginners. Then it becomes our anchor. Over the period of time, we can let go of that guided meditation, but it really helps us to find our anchor through listening to those guided meditations. I have 4 guided meditations on my website, so they are free. Feel free to listen to them, and that's how I teach meditation. If you are already a meditation practitioner, or if you want to learn how to practice meditation and also how to teach meditation, I am offering a meditation teacher training, which is done via online. So it is face-to-face, but via online, via Zoom. So if you're interested in that, feel free to enroll. And this meditation course is designed for beginners as well as advanced meditator. We will be exploring many, many different styles. We will be exploring how to teach meditation in different scenario. For example, in group session or in one-to-one session. You will also learn how to teach meditation according to dosha, the Ayurvedic constitutions. Ayurveda is healing science of India. It is very beautiful science, which tells us that human constitution can really play really big part into how our mind works. And with that understanding, we can actually understand our client better or understand ourselves better and design meditation practice accordingly. You can also teach to the people from various backgrounds. You're also going to learn how to teach in corporate setting, because that is another entirely different ballgame. So this will give you a certification. So it is a recognized course. Feel free to take a look at the link I have put in show notes so you can understand more. And hopefully I'll see you there. I would really love to see you there face to face via online. And even it is online medium, you will get opportunity to teach each other. You can learn from me directly, so you can ask questions. And I will be there to guide you every step of the way. It is just 3 weekends, and you will learn so much in that. Feel free to join me for this 50 hours course. And it is really
valuable if you are curious about meditation, if you want to learn meditation or teach meditation. We will be exploring meditation in quite detail from scientific point of view, from the traditional point of view, origin of meditation. You will also learn philosophy behind the meditations, and this helps us to understand why meditation work and how it is working. And it helps our client to, it also gives us understanding of about our client. You will also learn that so how to teach trauma sensitive practices, and this will really enhance your understanding of meditation. So I hope to see you there. I have put the link in show notes so that you can click there and enroll into it. The course is recorded so that you can have access for these recordings for 6 months. And since you have access to these recordings for 6 months, you can revisit the course content again. You'll also get PDFs and you'll also get a lot of information. I'm also adding a lot of meditations, audio meditations and scripts for you. So you will be able to access all this and really enhance your meditation practice and learn how to teach. This is something really wonderful, that gift we can give to humanity, to our family, to our friends, our clients. So I hope that you will enjoy this. Also, if you want to set your own meditation practice, feel free to book a 15-minute free session with me. And this is via Zoom. And then we can discuss like what I can do for you. Or you can alternatively book a mentoring session. So this mentoring session where you can learn your meditation practice, how to deepen your meditation practice. What is it you want from the meditation practice? Is it the stress relief or is it spiritual practice? And you will get all this from all meditation practice, because I design meditation practice according to your energy need, according to your Ayurvedic constitution. I tune into your energy and try and understand what you need the most. I also tune into your day-to-day life, and I bring these practices in your life in such a way that it helps you to embody meditation with ease. I hope that this episode helps you to bring meditation into your daily life. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.